To the editor. The city's 2024 budget variance report has just been released. The Ontario Municipal Act is designed to ensure fairness to taxpayers by setting clear rules for municipal budgeting. One of its core requirements is that annual operating budgets must be balanced, meaning the tax levy must equal the estimated expenses for the year. This principle ensures that current taxpayers pay only for the services they receive, not for benefits intended for future taxpayers. Because property taxes are collected in advance, cities estimate their spending needs at the beginning of each year. Unsurprisingly, actual results often differ from estimates, leading to either a surplus or a deficit. To preserve the fairness principle, the Municipal Act requires any surplus to be included in the following year's revenue estimates and any deficit to be added to the estimated expenses. In other words, surpluses must reduce next year's taxes and deficits must be addressed immediately, not buried or delayed. Despite this legal obligation, city staff have consistently ignored this requirement, with the tacit approval of City Council, for decades. This practice undermines the fundamental principle of matching costs to the taxpayers who receive the services. Instead, funds collected from one group of taxpayers are held in reserves and used at the discretion of future councils, regardless of whether those funds are ever needed or whether the original taxpayers see any benefit. The reported $2.2 million surplus from 2024 was not included in the 2025 revenue estimates as required by law. Instead, it has been diverted into reserves, further inflating the city's discretionary funds, now approaching $80 million. City staff rationalize this by claiming the funds will help with future capital budget pressures or emergencies. But the reality is that since 2005, virtually every annual surplus has been redirected into reserves, rarely used for genuine emergencies. Instead, these funds have been used to mask operating budget increases that have grown more than three times the rate of inflation. The lack of transparency in the report format makes it nearly impossible for anyone outside City Hall to properly compare budgeted amounts with actual spending. That said, a few examples stand out. Interest income was underestimated by a staggering 370%, $5.6 million. That alone could have eliminated the 2023 tax increase. Additionally, so-called internal interest, labeled as interest earned on reserves, was approximately $1.7 million. In reality, this is just another internal charge passed along to taxpayers. The report also notes that year-end balances for services like the public library and police are automatically transferred to or from their reserves. However, this is not a legal requirement but a self-imposed council policy, one that ensures taxpayers continue to overpay for services without ever seeing that money returned. The mayor's public comments suggest he is either unaware or misinformed about these issues. Despite directly asking senior staff why they are holding surplus funds in violation of the Municipal Act, and requesting that the mayor facilitate a meeting to address these concerns, no meaningful action has been taken. Council, for its part, has been either unwilling or unable to uphold its responsibility to protect taxpayers. In plain language, every cent you pay in taxes is retained by the city, whether it's needed or not. Overpayments are not returned. You may or may not benefit from them, provided you don't move away or if you live long enough. With $80 million in discretionary reserves and growing each year, that hope is increasingly remote. Donald Rennick, CPA, CA, North Bay.